It's Friday and it's time to talk movies with the only man who we like to check out in the cinema, in so many words, is Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you this Friday?
I'm excellent, thank you. And a film on this rare occasion that both of us have seen. We'll have a listen to the trailer for Prey.
Why do you want to hunt?
Because you all think that I can't. I saw a sign in the sky. I'm ready. There's something out there. I'm coming with you.
You can't.
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me from what?
A very interesting film that you find on Disney streaming services. It's called Prey. Eddie, tell us all about it.
Yeah, so firstly, Andrew, I must admit that personally, I thought the Predator series was dead and pretty much dusted. I really didn't think they had any other leg to stand on after a number of films in the franchise really failed, particularly the 2018 film The Predator, which was just a really bad film. And I thought, you know what, sadly The Predator is now done. But look, Prey brings it back. It's 300 years in the past, right back to the kind of Native American Comanche time of America there. And I absolutely had a great time with this one, and it's so pleasing to see someone take the Predator franchise in a different direction, but also giving us the type of thrills that we found in the 1987 classic with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Couldn't agree with you more. The fact that somebody has taken the chance to go back in time just shows there are some people out there who've got some really creative juices flowing. They did such a good job with this idea.
Yeah, that's it. And really, it could have been a film that, you know, wasn't associated with Predator at all. But the way they bring the Predator into the situation gives it that little bit of extra intrigue. And I'm a little bit sad in a way that we didn't get to see this film on the big screen. But in many ways, it's the perfect type of streaming film that look, not a lot of companies have nailed over the last 12, 18 months. And you can sit there and just, you know, it provides a doesn't overstay its welcome. It feels like a solid production. You know, you can tell there's been money spent on this. It doesn't feel like it's cut corners. And it's really exciting to see Dan Trachtenberg, whose only other film so far was the really good 10 Cloverfield Lane, take another film property in this direction. So he seems to be a director that can add his own fresh spin on ideas that we weren't expecting.
So the thing about this film is it stars nobody that you've ever heard of before, and it's a Predator film that basically means it's cat and mouse. But the interesting thing is when they set it. That's probably about the really outstanding part, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a big risk from the film too, that they literally cast it. It's an all kind of non kind of white actor cast. It's a really interesting move that they've made. And I think one of my biggest takeaways from this kind of cat and mouse, look, it really is a tension-riddled thriller, is the performance of Amber Midthunder as the Nauru, the young kind of Comanche girl there that gets caught out in the forest chasing this predator around and also being chased at the same time. She's just fantastic in her role. I really think what we're seeing here is the very first born instance of a new star, and I can't wait to see where she goes. Look, she really just commands the screen. Even though you don't know who she is, she's got star power straight away, and I love the fact that they let her shine in that role of Nauru.
She very much threw down the gauntlet on this particular one, going head-to-head with the Predator, who has got a vast array of toys still, hasn't he? Even though it's set 300 years ago, he's still got some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, it feels a little bit unfair, doesn't it? You know, you've got the Comanches out there with their bow and arrows and axes, and then you've got the Predator arriving on the Earth, and I think in a nice way, though, it feels like this Predator might be like a young Predator, almost like Nauru. It's like this. They've dropped him on Earth and he's kind of left to his own devices. And he doesn't feel like he's potentially an experienced hunter, even though he has all these toys. And the way they film the fight scenes and these little moments kind of shows you sometimes he's almost learning on the go like Nauru.
So what is your rating for Prey?
Yeah, look, it's pretty bloodthirsty. It's pretty thrilling. But at the end of the day, it's just an enjoyable action film that doesn't take itself too seriously, isn't trying to do any messages that we don't need. Look, a very enjoyable ride. 3.5 snake skins out of 5 for me.
I've gone 4 steel traps out of 5, of which there may have been that many.
No, but look, I haven't spoken to anyone yet that didn't really enjoy it. And I think whether you're a newbie to the Predator series or an old time fan, you're going to enjoy the fact that this is just a good, solid film that just provides exactly what it should.
Yeah, a lot of tension right up to the very end. A really good choice. And you'll get that one on the Disney streaming service. Eddie, you'll get here next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show for another majestic movie review. Thanks, mate.
Speak then, Andrew.